Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Meisres, Perik, Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Hat Zarifin. Zarifin don't have a roof, but it's like a teepee. The two walls close in on the top. They were like hunters' tents. Vaburganen. These are like sheds out in the field. Someone is there to guard the Perus on the field. Vualiktoyas. These are sukkahs. They're made for people to sit outside and enjoy the fresh air in the shade during the summer. What do all these have in common? Peturin, they're potter. They're not mechuyev in maisrois if you bring the Perus inside them. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Sukkas, Ginoisar. The huts in the area of Eretz Yisrael called Ginoisar. Basically, it was along the Kinneres, which, as you know, is in Tveria. There's a lot of good fruit that grows over there. So farmers would stay in these huts while they were working on the fields. Now, the farmers did not live in the area, but there were such good payers over there, both in quantity and quality, it was worth it for them. Even build for themselves a little temporary place to live, so they can tend to their fields. Zok the Mishnah, Avodi, even though, Sheyesh Berechayim V'Tarnegoilim, these huts came very equipped. There was a mill, there were chickens there. I mean, this shows that this is Mamasha house. Those are the things that people needed. But despite that, Findesvegen, we say Petura, it's still not a real house. Vaitra Zok the Mishnah, Sukkas HaYoitzrim. What does Yoitzrim mean? What does Yoitzer Bereshis mean? What does Yitzira mean, to create? A potter, he doesn't really create, but he does take a piece of clay and he forms it into a shape. So it's like similar to creating. So Sukkas HaYoitzrim. A sukkah that the Yoitzrim had. And they had a system that worked this way. They had like a two-room hut. And again, there was a room in front, a room in the back. With the room in the back, there he hid his pots, there he lived. The outside room, that's where he performed his work and where he sold his pottery. Zok the Mishnah, Hapnimis Chayevis. The inside room, which is where he lives, if you bring the Paris in there, it would become Mechuyev in Maisus. Whereas Vachitzayna, as far as the outside room is concerned, his workshop, over there, Petura. If you bring the Paris into the outside room, you can still eat Achilles Aroi. Stop. Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis, didn't we learn that a chanus, that a store, is mechayev b'maiser? So the Mefarshim explained, yes, it's true. In a way, this front room was a little bit like a store, but it was mainly used where he made the pottery. Sometimes people would come in and they would buy, but it wasn't officially a store. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol she'ein adiras hachama v'adiras hakshamim pitura. Shed, tent, porch, room. The bottom line is, if you can't use it both in the summer and in the winter, then Peiris brought in here are not Mechayiv B'Maisris, are not Koveil B'Maisris. Now, even this man who makes the pots, he has an inside room that's private, he lives there, but you can't live there during the winter. Vaitra Zok the Mishnah, Sukkah, Sachag B'Chag. What about a Sukkah, L'Shem the Mitzvah of Sukkah, during Sukkahs? When you bring your Peiris in there, is it Mechayiv B'Maisris or not? Is it Koveya Lemaisris? Can I still eat Achilles Aroi before I separate full Trumasi Maisris? Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv V'Chachamim Paitrin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're Mechayiv to separate Trumasi Maisris. And the Chachamim say, you're Potter. If you remember from a Sechta Sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Sukkah has to be a Diras Kiva. And it's Mechayiv in a Mezuzah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. That's also Mechayiv B'Maisras. However, the Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda says the Batanura. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. Teepees that hunters used. The walls came to like a point. The two walls were crooked on both sides, slanted. Guardhouses, sukkahs that were made for shade during the summer are all potter. You bring your Paris in there, it's not Koveit L'Maisras. The sukkahs that they built along the Kinneres and the Genoiser area of Eretz Yisrael, even though there's a mill and chickens over there for the people that are working on the fields, still potter. Still not considered a diras kva. The potters, the ones that made pots out of earthenware, they had an inside room and an outside room. The inside room is mechayev b'maisris. the outside room is not. The inside room was more private. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, even the inside room they could not use during the winter, and if you don't have a place that's good for both summer and winter, it's not called the Diras Kva for Maestros. What about a sukkah during sukkahs? Rabbi Yehuda says, Chayiv. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Diras Kva. The Chacham say Potter, because they say no, a sukkah is a Diras Arai. That machlokes is also negeya whether a sukkah is chayiv in a mezuzah or not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is. It's a house. According to Chum, it's not. Okay, what about the same sukkah after sukkahs? After sukkahs? Then Rabbi Yehuda would be moida that it's not kovei lemaiser. So this is very interesting. You'd bring the pay race in there during sukkahs, it's kovei lemaiser. After sukkahs or before sukkahs, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not. According to the Chachamim, even during sukkahs, it's not.